state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Amy?
Hello?
Hey, Ernesto, we got disconnected somehow.
Okay. Did you have somebody else call me?
No.
Huh. Somebody named Mike called me. He sounded like he was with Google as well. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, there's nobody here reached out to you. Did they say they were from Local Splash?
They didn't mention Local Splash. He just said that he was looking for someone who was the owner of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about to start saying something, but then it disconnected.
Yeah, it sounds like it might have been a competitor.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like it might have been a competitor, absolutely. So how far did Brad get into? Because he put here in the notes that he had gone over a couple of things with you. I'm just kind of looking over everything here. Did he go over exactly what Google Guarantee does for you?
Yeah, he explained what Google Guarantee would do for me.
Uh-huh.
He did mention that cost per lead was like around $60-something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I explained to him that my budget was around $500.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so with the budget situation, I don't have any way to make adjustment because Google requires a minimum monthly budget, but that minimum monthly budget is only required once the application has completely been processed and approved, which the application itself takes between 4 and 8 weeks for complete processing and approval.
Okay. And
yeah.
You mentioned somewhere around $800-something?
It's $835 for 13 Google guaranteed leads because Google requires that 13 minimum budget.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
All right. So I'm required to pay almost $900 a month because Google won't go under 13 leads. And I need to pay $250 up front. And the process takes anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks.
Correct. So the $250 application fee is to go to get you completely Google Guarantee approved and get everything completely set up, get the application process, do the background checks, get all of that moving forward. The numbers that I'm relaying to you, those are set by Google. Like, I don't have any way to adjust those, the 13 required leads, things like that. Now, once the minimum monthly budget is set, and say you take on a few of the leads and then you choose to pause the campaign, maybe you get busy, or for whatever reason you pause the campaign, that lead budget automatically rolls over to the following month. It's not like you're automatically charged for the next lead budget just because a new month has taken place. Okay, it's only once the lead budget is completely exhausted that that they reapply the lead budget a second time.
All right, and since it does roll over, let's just say I pause it, mm-hmm. and I've only used up maybe about 4 or 5 leads,
mm-hmm.
then the following month, of course, it's going to be added, but the monthly cost for service is going to be a lot higher.
No. So you would, if you only used 4 or 5 of those 13 leads, then the remaining, 8 or 9 leads that you have left in that lead budget, after those are exhausted, then they charge the lead budget again. It's not like, oh, we have, the remaining, say the remaining budget when you pause it is $400, right? So they're not going to say, okay, $400 plus the $835. You exhaust the lead budget, then they charge it.
All right. Well, I mean, from what you told me, $807, that's way over my budget right now.
Okay.
I was not trying to go that high. $500 was my minimum, so I'm going to have to pass on the Google Guarantee. I was hoping to work with it, but I mean, it's way past my budget. So
yeah.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, all that's due right now is the application fee to get everything set up and completely approved. You never know. Google might make changes or adjustments or something like that. But the numbers that I'm relaying to you, they're not my numbers. They're the numbers that are laid out to us directly by Google and what the requirements are for the minimum monthly budget and things like that. Okay?
Okay.
If I had any way to make a change or make an adjustment on that, I definitely would. But if Google made a change or adjustment on it, you still have to do the application and go through that entire process. So, of course, my recommendation to you would be to go ahead and get that set up, do the application, let's get that moving forward, and then if any changes or adjustments are made on price point, then you'll already be in the position for the approved spot.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I'll just wait because,
sure.
You know, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time, Ernesto. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.